This is KUNM. I'm Marino Spencer. Imagine when you walk out of your house, the road signs are blank, billboards too. You try to order breakfast at that new brunch place, but you have to listen to other customers to figure out what's on the menu. As KUNM's Anna Landy reports, this is the reality for thousands of New Mexico adults who are struggling to read.
Peter Aragon is a radio DJ. He didn't know how to read well, and he says that created everyday puzzles.
We do get lost. And it's like, where are the bathrooms? How do you get to point A to point B? And you got to read the prescription. What medicine are you going to be taking? You're going to overdose on aspirin or Xanax?
People who study literacy rates estimated that 16% of adult New Mexicans needed literacy services. That was in 2003. Another analysis in the late 90s found that only a fraction of those people seek help.
I was ashamed when I started literacy. I was like, nah, I can't do this.
But Aragon found he actually could do this. He went with a friend to get tutoring at Santa Fe Literacy Volunteers in the 90s. He was reading at a third grade level and has been improving ever since. When he finished the book, Bless Me, Ultima,
I was like, yes! I saw the movie, and they left a whole bunch of stuff out in the movie. Well, they left that out, and they left that out.
Folks who are functionally illiterate have gotten schooling. They just can't read well enough to get by in many everyday situations. As a result, they have limited job opportunities, because most workplaces require more than basic reading skills.
I was thinking about it the other night, and I said, I feel like I'm losing out on a lot of things because I don't read. I can't read what's happening, what's going on, so I miss out.
David Manzanares gets tutoring at Santa Fe Literacy Volunteers, too. He's got a green thumb and likes to ride his Harley. But after an accident, he had to relearn how to walk and read.
When I read my first book from start to finish, that's what really excited me the most.
Susan Rathgen is an instructor with the program, and she says lots of folks have initial feelings of shame and hesitation.
Some people try to hide the fact that they can't read, and they're embarrassed about it.
Because of the stigma associated with illiteracy, she's struggling to recruit students from the community. But people like Tina Redondo have managed to take that first step. She started about 2 weeks ago.
In my whole life, I've struggled with ADHD and also epilepsy.
Redondo says she found the courage to get tutoring because she wants to be a role model for her daughters.
A lot of people are ashamed of to come out. You can change that and come over here, even for 1 hour, and make difference for your future and your children.
Rathgen says as an instructor, she just wants to share that love for books with her students, even though she knows it takes a while.
I don't mean to sound corny, but I really do see it. When students come in and they're kind of look beaten down or are just so troubled and sad, and some little simple step that they make with the tutor can make all the difference.
And these students say their lives are improving. What would they tell folks who are afraid to get help?
People give up and give up and give up. And that's why I say don't give up. You can do it.
You're not alone. You just got to take that one step.
It takes a lot of time. It took me a lot of time.
Now they're reading maps, newspaper headlines, and websites. They're navigating a new world. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy.